All right, celebrating a fourth-place finish in state with the Rock Ridge Rockets at a welcome-home celebration Monday, and we get a chance to visit with Rocket head coach Andy Say. Have you digested the complete season yet, or are you still assessing that?
I think for the most part I've got it kind of figured out. I don't know whether or not I'm at the point where I can appreciate and, you know, really be happy with how things ended, but for the most part, you know, what we did was pretty special this year, and I'm proud of our guys. Just kind of that switch that went on towards the halfway mark of the season, we turned into a whole nother team, and you know, it says a lot about the character and the hard work of these kids, so I'm really proud of them for that.
Well, and the one thing coming out of the pandemic and getting the complete full season, you know, you realize it's a long year with the, you know, the two holidays with Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, break, and it is a body of work. I mean, it's the body of a season, and sometimes it's tough to like measure all of that. But when you look back at 2021, 2022, there were I thought a lot of high moments for you.
Yeah, there were. Man, it just feels like the season was kind of chunked more than normal. But just some of the key moments for us, I think. Really winning that Princeton game at the start of the year was one of them where it was kind of like, okay, we've got a little bit of something here because we knew Princeton was really good, and to win without Jace and get some big minutes from freshmen in a game like that, you know, I think that's when guys kind of started to feel something. And then as we got going through the season and we made our way through the grind of the Christmas tournament, we, you know, knew that there was something more there. We just had to kind of tap into it and search for it. And then we kind of hit that stride after the Wabanzi Valley game where we just, every day was important. And we didn't waste practices. We didn't waste games. And we just got better day in and day out. And then after we won the regional, it was like, well, let's get one more. And then all of a sudden you're down at state and you're wanting just one more. You're wanting to play in that championship game. So, it was a wild ride. It really was. And just feels like it's been forever. And I know some of that is because we had such a shortened season last year. But, you know, just kind of taking it all in right now and reliving it right now, it just kind of lets you know that there was a lot that went into this season.
And you look at the postseason with kind of the journey of the postseason where you had to travel, you know, distance to Riverdale. It was a long, you know, two trips you had to make to Mendota, and then you go up to the Sterling Super Sectional, and then you go down to Champaign. I mean, that's kind of a journey of a state tournament. I mean, as they say, get on the bus and go play games. So, you know, you didn't like how it finished in terms of, you know, the two losses. I get that. But getting to state is a big deal. So just what about the postseason journey? Those were some really high-level games you played.
Yeah, I can't remember who kind of put it into perspective for me. And I think we knocked off 3-1 seeds in a row, starting with Riverdale and then Eureka and then Farmington. And then got to play Rockford Lutheran, who I think was a 2-seed, but out of a really tough area. So it made every game seem like it was, you know, an uphill battle for us. Like, we were the underdogs, and you know, if we could just string together enough magical moments to win one game, then we'd have chance at another one. And that it just kind of happened that way. I don't think any of us kind of realized it while it was happening, but you know, looking back, it is pretty special. And just to kind of speak to, you know, what happened down at state, you know, I thought we didn't handle adversity well down at state. I really didn't. I don't you know, look back and I don't feel any sort of way other than we need to take care of what we can take care of. And I thought for those last two games, we didn't do that. So I know personally, it kind of leaves me with the sense of there's some unfinished business there, but you know, they can't just assume that we're going to make another deep run. Cause this, you know, this doesn't happen. You can look back at all the great coaches and players that, you know, text me and say they wish they were in my place or in our place, and to have that opportunity to play down state kind of puts it into perspective. But also it leaves these kids with the understanding that you've got to be better. You've got to do your jobs. You got to do it well, and you've got to handle that adversity if you want to have a chance to win state. So things to be proud of, things to look forward to, and hopefully something there to kind of leave that chip on our shoulder and keep us hungry.
And I know when you get to that venue in that environment, that there's so much going on within a state tournament game, and there's a little extra pressure, right, when you get off to a slow start, and that's magnified a little bit, and maybe you stress out a little bit more than you probably should, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, do you kind of feel that happened a little bit, where, you know, you get off to a slow start, and then you're down six, and you're pushing a little bit more than you maybe should be?
Oh, that's exactly what happened against Monticello. I mean, we started out slow, but we were down eight at half, and it felt like we were down, you know, 28 because of how well they took care of the ball and how much clock they ran off. So we got in our own heads at that point, and we couldn't recover from it. And that's kind of what I'm referring to when I talk about handling adversity. So, you know, we kind of fell into their trap. That's what Monticello wants, and you know, moving forward, it's a toughness thing. It's a, you know, are we capable of going through spurts where we're not playing well and still being able to maintain good attitude, good effort? I know for me it's going to change a little bit how I coach and what I stress on a daily basis. So I'm hoping it makes me a better coach. I'm hoping it makes these kids better players. And, you know, there's a lot to learn from it. So I'm walking out of this situation with my head held high and you know, kind of an eye on the future.
How cool was it, just the experience of playing at the State Farm Center and getting to be at that, you know, venue, coach on that sideline, be in that building, have your team there?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I know that we've got a lot of Illinois fans on the team, and they were kind of looking around and taking it all in. And the part I really enjoyed was watching them kind of look around and take it all in and get their phones out and be a part of it and you know that's a memory that those guys are going to have for the rest of their life, and just having a small role in helping them get to that point, it means the world to me. So I'm really excited about it, and the State Farm was great. I will say Peoria, I think, has a better atmosphere for it, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with trying things new. So it was a heck of a time. I'm really excited about it.
And I was going to ask you, too, how awesome for Nate Henry to be a first-team All-Stater, the Chicago Sun-Times, the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, and the Associated Press. First-team for all three of those groups. I mean, that's, you know, pretty impressive. And, you know, I told him personally that I felt so bad for him not getting a full junior year just for individual stats, which I know is wrong to say, but I'm just saying he was cheated out of that because I say he's one of those generational players. I mean, if you're a first-team All-Stater, you know, AP, Chicago Sun-Times, and Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, that means a lot of people in this state think you're pretty freaking good.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, the Chicago Sun-Times and the AP taking note of you at that high of a level, when you're from little old Rock Ridge, that's something that doesn't happen very often. So, I mean, what can I say about Nate Henry? He probably kept my job for me the past couple of years. He's just been one of those guys, and I'm so happy he got that trip down to state to kind of solidify his legacy and what he means to this program and this community.
So what's next for this young group of kids that made some big steps this year, and you know, the expectations are going to be high despite losing a kid like Nate Henry. And I heard your JV team lost just one. I didn't realize that. So what about, you know, segueing from this season to next season for the Rockets?
Well, I hope they're ready to get their butts kicked this summer, because we're already working on our summer schedule. And if Simeon and Whitney Young want to play, we'll make the trip up there. We're looking to make this summer as difficult on them as possible, so that we can kind of learn on the fly and be put in those tough situations. And those young guys are going to have to, you know, grow up quickly, because they're going to get pressed all summer long. And you know, Landon Wheatley's going to be on the point guard. And here you go, sophomore, figure it out. So I'm really excited for this summer. I just, you know, I'm going to have to stress handling that adversity, because it's going to come at them in spades.
Coach, looking forward to next season.
Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Andy Say, head coach of the Rock Ridge Rockets. They finished fourth in state in 2022.